As you know, nurses were supposed to get paid in June, and up to now, nothing has come up. And they say they don't have the money, and they have promised us that nurses are going to get their salary, the June salary, on the 14th of July. So it's now a longer period now. If you check from the last pay, it was on the 24th of May up to the 14th of July. It's almost a period of 50 days, which is almost 2 months without any salary. So it's now very, very difficult for our members to go to work. And it's not like the nurses are on strike. No, they're failing to go to work. They don't have money for transport. They need money for rent. They also need money for other activities of daily living. You know, the money that is needed for you, for the upkeep of nurses. So if things were okay, the government give us that money, that is July money now or today, everything will normalize. This is they really want to go to work. You know, psychologically, you can't help a patient. When you are not psychologically stable, you need to be stable for you to help the sick. The challenge that we have at the moment, the biggest challenge. And if you try to force yourself to go to work when you are not stable, you can be harmed to a patient or even to yourself. Yes, government, they've tried, they deposited the $100, but almost 99.9% of nurses have got loans with the banks. And so that money was taken by the loans.
Have you, as an association, have you been trying to re-engage with government to see if they can take a different stance before July 14th?
Yeah, we engage the government, but as you know, in this country, things are not moving well. Government explained to us that they don't have money. They cannot pay us before 14 July, and that's where the problem is.
And which would you say have been the areas that have been most hardest hit?
The most hardest hit areas are towns, Harare, Bulawayo, Masvingo, Mutare, Peru, Chinoy. Well, these are where most of our nurses are staying outside the hospital premises. So they've got the obligation to pay rent, transport, their children have to go to school.